This quote's from Emily Dickinson. The absence of the witch does not invalidate the spell.
Shauna Ritter's poetry and short stories have appeared in various journals and magazines, including Lilith, Fifth Wednesday, and Georgetown Review. Her chapbook, Stairs of Separation, was published by Finishing Line Press. In the Time of Leaving, a novel of exile and resilience, is set in late 15th century Spain and was published in 2019. Shauna has been awarded the Indiana Individual Artist Grant on multiple occasions. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Shauna, what poems have you brought for us today?
Let us consider how we live. In this time of distancing, we swim in the shallows as if no ripples were formed when we reach for each other. Remember the way oceans swallow summer, wave by wave, as if it were effortless to make a whole season disappear. You can choose to be still in the blue light of evening, the scent of cinnamon whispering embrace. Last year, so few lightning bugs starred the trees, I could count each of their flashes, suspended like small pockets of honey, golden in night's slow summer air. Be careful how you stand. Our shadows become longer and longer as light lengthens. Making soup while sheltering in place. Check the fridge to see what there is. Broccoli, scallions, leeks, tomato, celery, potato, leftover chicken. Clear the counter, open the spice drawer, promise you'll organize it next time. Root around for the cumin your daughter left behind, the Szechuan pepper your partner loves, the cardamom brought back from India by a friend. Reach for the talavera jar on the shelf, grab a few cloves of garlic, take the salt cellar down. Note the array of colors against the yellow countertop. Put on Van Morrison, turn it up loud, chop the onion and garlic, toss it in the olive oil, already warming in the heavy pot. While it sautés, pull a bit of oregano and rosemary from the garden, cut up everything that remains, throw it in, stir. Turn up the music again, take a few steps, pour in the stock from last night. When it simmers, cover, turn down the heat. Change the music, something old and bittersweet. Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen. Take the bread from the bread drawer, make a salad for the side, open the wine. Watch the last light filter through the trees, all rose and pearl, stand still as it softens everything. Summer, 2020. Breath in, breath out. Count the measures between. Stand still, watch, then walk around the pond. Follow the steps worn into the ground. Notice the flowers. Today's profusion of chicory, the lessening daisies, goldenrod, Queen Anne's lace, giving way to lengthening grasses. Just yesterday, a few leaves lay scattered. Today, the grass is covered in the fallen. A friend texts photos from a long ago visit. Our dark, long hair, all rustled from the sea, our faces unlined, counter the sun, our children, still children, lean into us. I have let go of counting years. I mark time by the height of my grandchildren, the width of their questions. At night, I notice the shifting constellations, the moon's phases, the last fireflies, the noise rise, the cicadas, timbals, hum, everything ready for summer's end. The woodpeckers hover at the feeder. The owl's distant call breaks across the afternoon. I name what I can. One day is nothing like the other. There was a time in which we touched. Strangers pressed the soft skin of their palms together, fingers tucked in around each other's hands, skin upon skin, a naked touch of lines and veins, a sign of trust, a show that nothing was concealed. In other places, someone newly met would stretch their neck and reach their lips to brush another's cheek, once upon each side. Faces so close you could not see anything. It was all feel and whisper. Sometimes, if you'd met before, each might reach their arms and embrace, drawing their bodies so close, heartbeats would transverse the bones.
You've been listening to the poetry of Shauna Ritter on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.